This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Greetings, exiles. Arnie here with this week's instalment of League 2 North. And we're off to Birkenhead for the clash with the Super White Army of Tranmere Rovers. Anyone that's tuned in expecting to hear any romantic 19th century poetry is going to be sorely disappointed this week. But I've got my packed lunch, I've got my lucky pants on, and we're off to join Jane and the gang on the supporters club Chuckle Bus. Who knows what's ahead of us, but one thing I can say, the weather is proper filthy out there, but we'll see you on the far side. Okay, so we've arrived at Tranmere at Prenton Park. Bit of a nervous journey up from a couple of perspectives. Firstly, the filthy weather, so games in League 2 dropping like flies, so very nervously watching out to see if ours is going to get cancelled, but very glad to say we're all still on. And then secondly, on the catering front, it was a bit like a school trip, I suppose. The packed lunch had gone by the time we got to Ross, so a bit worried that I was going to run out of food before getting to Birkenhead. But all successfully made it. I guess, big surprise, getting off the coach, it is absolutely blowing a hoolie here, which we weren't surprising. So that's obviously going to have probably a bigger impact on the game than even the wet weather. So all good. From my perspective, one of the best away trips. I absolutely love coming to Tranmere. A couple of factors that have contributed to that. So firstly, it's a bit of a happy hunting ground for us. We've won the last three times that we've been here, so hoping that we can continue with that today. And then secondly, it's a great setup here, the fan zone, great beer, good atmosphere, the big screen watching the Premier League game on the lunchtime kickoff. So I think if Carlsberg did fan zones, this would be it. Great choice of German beers, no Hofmeister in sight, but just a really good way and a lesson to learn, I think, for the county in the way that you look after your away fans and home ones as well. All right, see you at the far post. Okay, so we're in the fan zone. Just bumped into one of the other 1912 exiles, reprobates in Ollie. So, Ollie, what are your thoughts about the lineup for this afternoon?
It's certainly an interesting lineup, more or less unchanged, bar Wildig coming in for Scott Bennett. I think Wildig's really going to be the key for us, sort of maintaining this good bit of form we found in the league. There's been countless times this season where you've looked at a performance and gone, we've really missed the likes of Wildig and Charles Lee with the pressing intensity and the sort of structure they bring to the attack. So hopefully it lends itself to a bit more of a robust movement going up front, and hopefully we get some goals from it.
Okay, brilliant. So yeah, no Benno Bauer for this afternoon. I did kind of mention earlier, I thought that
Benner was probably one of the warriors that Coco mentioned in the week around needed to manage their fitness. So he's probably been absolutely maxed out over the last couple of weeks. So, not really a surprise. Good to see him on the bench. I don't think there's kind of any real major underlying issue there. But it won't change the kind of formation that we have. We'll have a look from the technical truck later on and we'll just see how we go. But we'll see you on the far post, guys. So we're in having our first look at the ground. In fairness, pitch looks absolutely pristine. Can't see any problems with water. Plenty of grass coverage, so that looks fantastic. For those that are the Floodlight Watch aficionados, a bit of a hybrid. So we've got a bit like Delaney's Donkey, if anybody knows that song. So we've got one at every corner. They look a little bit kind of like mobile phone masts that somebody's hung 60 watt light bulbs on, so they're not doing an awful lot, but there's plenty of lighting around the edges of the main stands. We're in the cowshed end, a little bit sparsely populated. We're expecting to see a lot more people at the far end, the cop end, which is the big stand here at Prenton Park. But county warming up, really look up for it. Plenty of hard work going on there. They're working Johnny Mack said in goals really well, so looking forward to the game. And kind of all the concerns about conditions don't look to be merited at all. It looks fab out here. So we'll see you at the far post. So we're obviously playing in amber today, which is probably a massive relief for whichever of the players is doing the run to the laundrette in the morning to wash the kit. Because if we were playing in white, you could kind of reckon it's going to be pretty dirty. So off we go. Ready to kick off the Amber Army in proper loud voices here. Here we go. So there we have it. We're about 20 minutes in. All the pressure's been from County. A couple of really good chances for us. And then we've just worked it left. Will Evans has scored. Put it away. Nothing more than we deserved. Awesome. Come on, County. Well, there you have it. Good first half of the County, one up. Genuinely, without watching it through amber-tinted spectacles, that definitely feels like we've been on top there. Home fans not very impressed with the referee decision at the end there, but it looked like a dive to us. And of course, we're the ones that matter. So that's one up. I reckon we'll probably try and shut up shop second half, but they haven't really looked much of a threat so far. So far, so good. See you at the far post. So the general opinion in the concourse at half-time is County a pretty good value for that. We'll have to be a bit careful that we don't just drop back too much and get a bit too defensive. But we're in a really good place there. So, bring on the second half. So there we go. Tranmere managed to get a bit of space wide left for them. Down our right, and it's one each. Time to dig in, I reckon. Could be a tough second half now because they got the bit between their teeth. So a period of sustained pressure for Tranmere. Ultimately, a bit scrappy. Guy hits the post, bounces back, knocks the rebound in. So, tough for us now. We were hanging on there. Going to be tricky for us to try and get anything out of this now. Let's see how we go. So that's pretty hard to take. You're only behind for about 5 minutes of the game, but difficult to say they didn't deserve that. There we go. We'll go again, get the cup game on Tuesday night, and then we'll go again next Saturday. Alright, that's Arnie signing off. Decent trip, bad result. There we go. Cheers, guys. See you at the far post and keep it County.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.